the first 20 minutes killed you. There's no other way of putting it.
Do you know what? The last words and bit of advice we gave to the boys before we went out was don't give away silly free kicks and try and keep it nice and tight for the first 20, 25 minutes. And like you've just said, you know, we give away a sloppy free kick after a minute with a goal down after 3 minutes, and then after 15 minutes, it's, you know, it's game over. Look, Galway United, fantastic team, strong, physical, productive at the way they play. It was like men against boys, it really was, and that's what we're trying to say to the boys in the dressing room there, that they need to learn and grow up quickly, because if they don't face the challenge head on, they're going to get more obstacles and they're going to have more games where they're coming against teams like Galway and coming on the back end of a really poor result.
But to be fair, and you know, let's give them some credit as well, after that 20 minutes, they started to play some really good football and had a couple of chances. I mean, they stung the hands of Brendan Clark a couple of times, and with a little bit of luck, might have even have gone a goal in, got a goal before halftime.
But you know what? That's you're absolutely right. I mean, we're still creating chances and half chances, and we're, you know, a bit of luck, we might get one. Shawnee O'Donnell went through and again stung the hands of Brendan. But look, again, I'm not going to come out and have a go at the players. They're young, naive at the minute. They need to mature. You know, some of the experienced boys are taking the workload of them, but the younger lads need to grow up, because we're playing senior football. You know, we will keep supporting them, we will keep backing them and working harder on the training pitch. But again, they've got to mature very quickly, and they've got to stop gifting teams goals. I mean, we worked on it all week in training. We told them, you know, Galway, very productive at putting crosses into the box. You know, they'll get it wide, they'll put deliveries in. We've got to face the challenge and defend the first ball. But, you know, like you said, it was game over after 15, 20 minutes, and there was no way back.
After they... you know, after the start of the second half, when it just looked like they were going to, you know, start to make inroads again, you got hit, you know, with going on his fifth, and then the penalty at the very end. It probably incredible in a 6-0 scoreline. It doesn't reflect, in fact, the game that was played and the possession from both sides, especially your boys.
Well, look, again, we still played on the front foot. You know, I don't want the lads to just get it and kick it long. It's not what we're all about. We want them to try and be positive and play. But, you know, the fifth goal, we have possession and we give the ball away and we get punished. I don't think whatsoever, and I said it to the referee, Tim makes a great save. You can see the direction of the ball when he goes down, he palms it out. It's never a penalty. For me, if it is a penalty, then I think Sean O'Donnell's in their penalty area should be given for us. But again, look, I'm not standing here making no excuses. I'm absolutely... Can I just say, guys, our fans, I mean, to clap the boys off on us as a group, the way they were today, they're phenomenal. And they don't deserve that. They're travelling a long way, they're paying good money. And I can only apologise because, and you made a good point, and I'm glad you did. The scoreline is a heavy scoreline, but we never sat back and we never just went route one. We did try and create a few things, but credit to Galway United, they're a fantastic outfit. I like John Caulfield and even Ollie, you know, they're doing really well. I hope they keep continuing it, but we need to get back on the training ground, and we will. Put things right and keep working with the young boys. And again, with 5 or 6 injuries, long-term injuries, which is not doing us any favours. But it is what it is. Next man has to step up and we've got to face the challenge head on.
Two questions from me before I leave it, and one of them being the fans. I mean, I made the point during my reports, the supporters that were in the kind of the famous away area here at M&GC Park, they never stopped cheering you on. And the second bit then being the fact that they're going to be on the road again, you're on the road again Friday night, now you've got to go down to Longford, another long journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know who came up with the fixes, you know, but look, it is what it is. We take it on the chin, we get on with it. And I'll say again, our fans are absolutely immense. They really are. And I'm saying that to the boys inside now. You know, we're getting clapped off after getting beaten 6-0. The fans are telling us we'll be with you on Friday at Longford. Phenomenal. I've never seen anything like it. And I can only thank them, but at the same time, I can only apologise, but guarantee them, you know, July the 1st is only 3 weeks away. I'm already working on getting bodies in the door, because we need bodies, we need more players, and we need a better quality of player to come and help the young boys. So we're close on a few things, you know, a few favours from some of my contacts back in the UK. So I can't wait for that. We've got Stephen Doherty already signed up, Patrick Ferry's already signed, so they're going to make a big difference. But again, we've just got to keep working hard. We take this one on the chin. It's not nice, but we won't shy away from it. We'll work hard again and we come back again.